In the NFL labor dispute, the beginnings of a deal are emerging. Team owners have approved a new collective bargaining agreement that would end the 132-day lockout. Here's league president Roger Goodell.
I think we've crafted a long-term agreement that can be good for the game of football, be good for the players, be good for the clubs, and mostly importantly, good for our game and for our fans. We really are anxious to get back to football.
The league's players have not ratified the deal, and there are indications that may not happen right away, if at all. NPR's Mike Pesca is here with the latest on this. Mike, what do we know about the deal the owners signed off on this evening?
This entire dispute, Michelle, was really about money. It wasn't that much about bigger issues. And the NFL is a very healthy enterprise. So the question is, how do we split $9.3 billion? The players were very happy to labor under the old contract. They were doing quite well. The owners cried relative poverty, which isn't that compelling a cry, I guess. But it did force this labor situation. So what we know, it's a closer to an even split. At worst, the players, from what's been reported, will get 47% of all revenue made in football, and they have complicated ways of breaking it down, but at bottom 47%, and it could get close to 50. In addition, retirees will get about $1 billion, $620 million or so, just straight to a pension fund for retirees. One big theme in the negotiation was better health coverage. So NFL players, it's been reported, would be able to opt into a health care plan for their entire lives. Also, a big issue was how much rookies would get paid, because it was the case in the NFL where guys who had just come into the league, sure, promising college players, would demand these enormous contracts, whereas proven NFL players couldn't get paid that much. So that's one of the issues that's also been addressed. Also, a big thing that the that football watchers were talking about for a while, an 18-game season, doesn't look like that's going to come to pass.
Now, Mike, we noted that there are indications that the players might not sign off on this. What's the latest? What are the sticking points?
Well, the players need time to digest this, of course. And what's happened is that the players decertified their union. It was a tactic. In fact, the courts ruled that it was a tactic to sort of press their advantage or whatever advantage they thought they had. So what the players would have to do is decide to go back to a union situation, to go back to reconstitute their union. There's about 2,000 players in the NFL. If more than half of them approve the deal, they could go back to having a union. There could be football. There is one preseason game that's canceled, but there really could, aside from that one game, could be football on the regular schedule that football fans were all anticipating.
And if the players do approve the deal, are there any other hurdles or steps they have to take?
Well, yeah, in that case, there will be the question of, do we recertify the union? It's a little bit of a technical question, but it's important that a union exist for the game to go on. Although it should be noted that there was a period between 1987 and 1993 that there actually was no union. So the owners could say, sure, we'll have football. Or the owners could say, you know what? We don't like the fact that you want to play without a union. We're going to lock you out. It seems to be the writing on the wall is, for this deal to get done, the players will have to say, we're going to reform the players union. And then, you know, we'll have a little bit different terms. There'll be some different rules, but we're going to get back to football if that comes to pass.
So a template that could possibly maybe lead to a deal. What are the contours of the season start to look like?
It really looks like we haven't lost too many training camps, which is a good thing. It looks like when training camps start, perhaps there won't be two-a-days, the twice-daily practices that players hated. That has been apparently negotiated away in these contracts. And we really could have the season as we wanted. You know, overall, this was a hyper-scrutinized process, but I don't know how surprising it was. Looks like there's going to be football.
That's NPR's Mike Pesca. Mike, always good to talk to you. Thanks
You're
so
welcome.
Much.